Where are we heading in terms of the next generation of trials looking in HER2-positive patients in the adjuvant setting? There are two major trials out there. Where are we right now with that?
One big trial that's on the table, formerly called Aphrodite, now called ALTO trial, is one that'll be designed a lot like HERA. So it's going to look at patients who've completed chemotherapy, and they'll be randomized to either a year of Herceptin, of trastuzumab, a year of lapatinib, a year of both, or I think what started out to be 6 months of Herceptin followed by 6 months of lapatinib, but I think now it's actually got something like 4 months of Herceptin with a little clearing period, and then the lapatinib, so the sequence of the two. That's one trial that's going to be going on. NSABP and BCRG together are going to be doing a trial that will look at the TCH combination and adding Avastin or not, which I think will also be really interesting. So that's two really different approaches to those groups of patients. And then when we get to the other end, we'll have to put those two approaches together, which is going to be a challenge. But I think it is exciting that we have these targeted drugs, though, and that we're moving also into an era when we are finally collecting tissue and really hopefully having the funding to be able to explore targets and markers. Very expensive business in tough times for research money, but I think that will be really important.